that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I am PK.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Hello, and welcome to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. This, of course, is episode 391. Sorry about last week's show. Life threw us a curveball, but hey, we're here this week, of course, with me here in Studio OG is Big Kev is here with me. But no fear. PK is here with me. Alrighty then. So I am apparently here by myself. Life has once again thrown us a few curveballs. PK is still off gallivanting, doing some fancy show. Big Kev is playing with toys, from what I understand. And I am here in the studio, mostly because it's closest to where I live. And since we didn't have a show last week, I did want to at least put something out this week. So we do have some voicemails that we're going to play. And we do have a new game stuff that we're going to play. So I guess we'll get to all those things. Let's go to Wombat Neil. He's a longtime fan of the show. He does a web comic as well called The Wombat. You can check that out online and on Facebook. But he did a con review for us. I apologize. It's in like four parts or three parts, I think, because his phone kept on getting cut off because, you know, that whole time constraint thing that we've kind of talked about. In the past, unfortunately, there are limitations to the GVM line, 425-920-6050. So we're going to go through those first, and then I'll come back. I'll talk a little bit about some stuff. We have another voicemail I'm going to play for you, and then we'll talk about a few more things, and we'll end tonight's show with game stuff. But of course, I should name the episode. So how about episode 391? All by myself.
Hey guys, this is Wombat Neil from Twitter. I was just calling with a con report. I went to the Grand Rapids Comic Con this past weekend. I feel I should start off by giving you a very quick history. First off, Grand Rapids is in southwest Michigan and is, I believe, the second largest city in Michigan. It's up there among the largest, if not the second largest. It's about 2 or 3 hours away from Detroit and 3 to 4 hours away from Chicago. So, you know, we're within driving distance of a couple of fairly big conventions during the year. But there's been nothing in this area for a number of years, Comic-Con related. Nothing as big as the Grand Rapids Con has turned out to be. The show started about 3 years ago. The first year I actually attended as an artist with my webcomic Wombat. put out a print collection at the time, was trying to sell that. At the time, it was a one-day show held in a community center gymnasium. And due to the lack of space, they actually ended up having to turn away hundreds. Yes, that's hundreds of people. They had a huge line. I have friends who were waiting in a huge line most of the day who never got in that have verified for me that they just highly underestimated the enthusiasm for a comic show in this area. The second year, they moved to a larger location, and I believe added at least one extra day. I believe at that point it was a two-day show, but they still sold out and ended up turning people away. This year, their third year, I believe, they ended up moving to an even larger space, which I believe, I wrote this up in advance so I wouldn't do this, and now I've lost my place. This year, they expanded to 3 days, and they moved to an even larger venue, the DeVos Showplace, which, again, I believe is the largest convention hall in Grand Rapids. And from what I heard, they still sold out on Saturday, capacity-wise. It still wasn't as large as, say, like a C2E2 in Chicago, but I think it could give, like, a Wizard Convention a run for their money, at least from what I remember of Wizard Conventions. I stopped going to them a few years ago because I thought they were very, very poorly run. This convention, however, completely different. Run greatly. Okay, my phone cut out on me during that message, so I don't know if it'd be better for you if I started over or if I just continue kind of where I got dropped off. So I'm going to continue. Feel free to edit this together or play this part and make me sound like an ass on your show, either way. So this year, I was talking about the Grand Rapids Comic Con. This year, they expanded to 3 days. I already went over that part. This year, I attended as a semi-VIP guest with my fan group, the Great Lakes Ghostbuster Coalition, a group made up of four smaller Ghostbusters groups across Michigan. We get together, we do events all over. And I can only speak for myself, but I had a great time both at our booth and walking the show floor, taking pictures with people. I heard many people attending the convention say that it was their first time at a comic convention, and they all seem to be enjoying themselves immensely. The convention itself had some great celebrity guests, just to name a few. They had Katrina Law, who plays Rachel Gould's daughter in the TV show Arrow. She seemed great. Marina Sirtis, Counselor Troy from Star Trek The Next Generation. Anthony Carrigan, who is Victor Saz on the show Gotham, which I agree with the hosts of this show that it's not the greatest show by a lot, but he was actually a really great guy, very friendly, very willing to put up with our Ghostbuster craziness. William Catt from The Greatest American Hero was there. He's also in the horror film House. Great to meet him. And my personal favorite, Carol Spinney, the puppeteer and voice of both Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch. He was great, very friendly. We talked for a little bit. He signed all of my Sesame Street albums. Yes, that's albums as in vinyl from my childhood. He even did a little bit of the Big Bird voice for me. It was amazing. It was a childhood come true. They also had some great artists attend, including Ethan Van Shiver. Katie Cook was there, William Mesner Loebs, Scott Rosema, and Neil Adams, who I probably annoyed more than I meant to during the weekend, but he was great. He's very straightforward, straight shooter, but put up with all my shenanigans all weekend, trying to connect with the other Neil at the show. The show floor was constantly buzzing. There were no downtimes that I could see. Every artist I talked to in Artist Alley said, sorry guys, got cut off again. I don't know if it's my phone or your system. I got just one last little paragraph here to go through. and that's it. So let me just run through this, and we'll see. The show floor was constantly buzzing. There were no downtimes, and every artist I talked to in Artist Alley said that they had a good show. By my experience, the show was very well run. Like I said before, the schedules and layouts seemed very well planned out. There wasn't a lot of congestion. There wasn't a lot of things overlapping each other as far as anything I wanted to do anyway. They claim they're not going to expand next year in favor of supporting the vendors and artists who were there and have been there helping them grow to this point. But I don't see any reason why they couldn't or shouldn't continue to get bigger and better every year if they wanted to. They, like I said, they had some great guests, both art-wise, both movie and TV-wise. And it's a show that apparently the people in this area have been wanting for a long time. So that's pretty much it. Just spent the past week in there, and I'm still very tired even after a Monday away from the show. And all right, well, you guys have a great time, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
So there you go. Thank you again to Wombat Neil for checking in and giving us the con report on the Grand Rapids Comic-Con. You know, we really love these reviews. It's great for me and Kev and PK, of course, to hear about the shows going on in your neck of the woods. And it's good for our listeners who may be in your area that haven't checked out some of these shows and really want the opportunity to. And so, you know, look, and if you're overseas, I know we have listeners in the UK. If you go to shows, you know, over there, let us know as well. You know, we'd love to hear about the cons that you're checking out. And again, thank you to Wombat Neil. And if you want to leave us a con review, you can do so. I'll plug that GVM line again, 425-920-6050. This is probably be a pretty good time to mention some upcoming events that we know that are going on. This coming Saturday, November 7th, is the Superheroes for Hospice event. This is at St. Barnabas in West Orange, New Jersey. It's a great event. All of the money goes to charity. It's a small event, but you get some great deals on some comics. You get some cool toys that you can find. They have some guests, although that's not really their primary focus. So if you are local, definitely check out Superheroes for Hospice. Again, that's this coming Saturday. And then on November 21st, that's Saturday, November 21st, Geek Flea 10 is going on in Kearny, New Jersey. Myself and Big Kev will be there for that on that Saturday, hanging out all day. You can come by. You could pick up some delectable treats. Not really edible, but some cool toys from our personal collections. And again, it's one of our favorite events to go to. You get some really great finds. You get a lot of guys who are like me and Kev and you selling off parts of their personal collection that maybe they just don't want anymore. Maybe they've changed their focus. And this is normally a really good show. The November show tends to be a really good show. You get a lot of good Christmas shopping done. So toys, comics, you get some original art, lots of crafts. Chris Dolfer will be there with us. He's got a booth. Lou Pimentel, who another one of my favorite artists, he's going to be there as well. He has a booth. Lovely Suburban Vinyl in beautiful Waldwick, New Jersey. They will be represented by the mayor himself. The mayor has his own stuff, and sometimes he has some stuff from Suburban as well with him. So it's going to be a cool event. Definitely come and check it out. And if you don't check that out, that Saturday the 21st, as well as Sunday the 22nd, New Jersey Comic Book Expo is going on in Edison, New Jersey. Big Kevin and myself, I think, are going to be there on Sunday the 22nd. So if you're going, let us know. Maybe we can hang. Definitely going to be walking around that day. That is shaping up to be an awesome event. Some great cosplayers I know are going to be there. Some awesome artists, friend of the show, Joe Caramanga, I believe, is going to be there. I saw today they just announced Jim Lee is going to be there. So you can go check out New Jersey Comic Book Expo. Check out their site. I'll try to post a link for that. And you can check them out. It's going to be a really great event. We love these small shows. And that's three of them in just a handful of weeks, and that's just in New Jersey. So I know this is going on all over the place. And again, we encourage you to let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. And you know what? If you have an upcoming show that you want to let us know about, you want to let the listeners know about, you can leave that on the GVM line too. We'll play those messages too and let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. Don't wait for After the Con to give us a review. Give us a heads up so people can check it out. I think we're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back with another voicemail. And then I said, I think we'll wrap it up with a game stuff. So let's take that break, and I'll be back shortly.
Build the Millennium Falcon. A one-to-one replica of the original Empire Strikes Back movie prop. Working lights and stunning interior detail. Complete with a moving ramp. Build the Millennium Falcon step by step with your comprehensive build guides, die-cast metal, and highly detailed resin parts. Call now or go online to buildmillenniumfalcon.com and get started today.
Hey boys, what's up? It's PK calling. I'm sorry I'm going to miss you guys tonight, but I am floating in virtual reality. Not true. I just have a conflict. But listen, I had to call in because I got to change my tune on Ready Player One and the whole status of virtual reality as of right now. This week I purchased a ViewMaster, which has newly been released and newly revamped to be a virtual reality headset. Those that are familiar with the original ViewMasters and their 3D reels and whatnot, this is the next level of ViewMaster. And it's turned me on to the whole world of virtual reality as a whole. And to be honest, if someone doesn't exploit the hell out of that for Ready Player One, when that film comes out, the ball has been severely dropped. The technology is way further advanced than I ever imagined it. And I definitely will be talking about it in more detail when I come back to you guys. I miss y'all, and I'll be back on the air with you guys soon. And take it easy. Have a great episode.
So there you go. I sort of lied. PK was with us via the GVM line. And this is actually pretty funny because so he's talking about all this VR tech and Ready Player One and those sorts of things. I actually had the opportunity to play with Google Cardboard as well as another piece of tech that works with Android operating system phones on that other that moonlighting gig that we like to joke about. But I got to play with some of that stuff last week. And specifically with Google Cardboard, I did the World of Warcraft trailer that was full 360. And then I looked at the porn on the other one, myself and the ladies and gentlemen on that moonlighting gig. We looked at the porn on the other one. The technology is outstanding and the applications for it are huge. We'll talk about it more when PK is here because I want to talk about his firsthand experience, but I did want to play the voicemail for you. And I think it's pretty cool. So we'll definitely talk about that in a future episode of the show. Couple other things I just wanted to talk about that happened this past week or that I'm kind of excited about or interested in that I thought I would share with you guys that I had kind of slated for the regular show, but I've got some time to kill. We're at about 20 minutes in. So there was a Metroid fan film, but it's not really a fan film because it was professionally produced called Metroid, not Skyfall. Maybe it was Skyfall. It just came out a couple days ago, and it's awesome. It's about an 11 and a half minutes, 12 minutes or something like that. It kind of follows Samus on an adventure. You get to see her morph into the ball, use her missiles, and it's great. And Metroid is the one franchise I've been saying for years that if Nintendo ever loosened up their grip and loosened up their tightwad assholes when it came to allowing films to be made, Metroid would be the first one that they should do. It would make a great sci-fi space thriller. And, you know, we talked about it a couple months ago. Nintendo actually is starting to talk about it. And I think in the wake of their systems, not the DS, but maybe the Wii U, probably not performing where they wish that it would perform. I mean, certainly it's not beating the PS4 and the Xbox One, right? Nintendo has now become the third place unit, which is insane, considering it held the number one spot for so long. But I think they're looking at other ways to capitalize on revenue, capitalize in their licenses, and they have some great franchises that I think would translate really well. A Zelda series for Netflix, which we heard might happen and then wasn't going to happen and then was going to happen, but is not going to happen. That would be great. A Metroid film would be great. Don't do a Mario film. Leave that one alone. But Metroid and Zelda certainly are two franchises they could explore. And I think do very well with. And so this fan film, definitely check it out if you haven't looked at it already. It's called The Sky Calls, by the way. It came to me. The Sky Calls. And it's Rainmaker. Rainfall Films is the company that put it out. So Metroid, Sky Falls, Rainfall Films. And yeah, definitely check that out. What else? Let's see. Oh, Warcraft. After seeing those awesome suits of armor at the Weta booth at New York Comic Con a month ago, we got our first tease of the trailer yesterday, with the full trailer coming this coming Friday. I'm pretty excited. I think it looks pretty cool. The effects look great. Orgrimmar looks pretty cool. The city of Orgrimmar looks pretty cool. So hopefully that's pretty awesome. I kind of feel like they're taking their sweet ass time releasing the stuff, though. I feel like we probably should have gotten this already. And Warcraft, Blizzard just announced, BlizzCon, by the way, is coming up also, but Blizzard just announced another downtick in its subscriber base for WoW. And they have a new expansion coming out soon. And you would think that with the subscriber base going down, they would really be pushing anything and everything that would reinvigorate their fan base and their audience, maybe get people interested in playing the game again. They should be releasing stills and trailers and teasers to build that hype up. So hopefully the trailer really delivers on Friday. We'll see. We'll see what it brings. I'm not holding my breath too much, but we'll see what it brings. In the Flash Arrowverse, we got a first snippet via an image that leaked online of Killer Frost. And now we've learned that it is Killer Frost from Earth 2. So it's not the Caitlin that we love on the show. It's her counterpart will be Killer Frost. We also saw last week, on last week's episode of Flash, we saw King Shark. If you haven't seen it yet, tough, but, he was awesome. The CGI was insane, better than Grodd. And from what I understand, the producers blew like 90% of their CGI budget for a 30-second use of King Shark, but it was perfectly done and he looked awesome. And, that universe continues to be huge. Of course, we're going to get Constantine on, tonight's episode of Arrow. So by the time you listen to this, you'll have seen him on Arrow, presumably, if you're watching it. And spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the new Flash, don't listen to the next part. Spoiler alert, Aquaman is referenced in this week's episode of Flash. They don't actually call him Aquaman, but Atlantis is referenced. Jay Garrick makes a reference to, you know, his friend being the king of Atlantis, and it's a great place. It's the kind of place you never want to leave, blah, blah, blah. So Aquaman exists at least in the Earth 2 universe. And Cisco finally is named as Vibe. He finally gets his name Vibe in this week's episode of Flash. So that was pretty cool. Let's see. What else? I know there was something else that I really wanted to bring up. Ash versus the Evil Dead. So the premiere episode debuted this weekend. I love it. I'm really excited about where the show is going to go. I think I said it before. But it's kind of like, what if you took Ash from Army of Darkness, so that can't be over the top Ash, but put him in the setting of Evil Dead. So that kind of actual scary horror universe that the Evil Dead was, that's kind of what the show was. And the buzz around the show is so big, and it's been so, I guess, well received preliminarily by critics that have seen the first couple of episodes that they've already renewed it for a second season, which is huge. I mean, that speaks big volumes and confidence in the show. And I think, again, seeing Bruce Campbell reprise his role as Ash is absolutely everybody's dream. I mean, who would not want to see that? So yeah, check it out. The premiere episode was on Halloween, so the 31st Saturday. So I guess the second episode is coming up this coming Saturday. And I enjoy the show. Let us know what you think, though, because I've heard some people didn't like it. And I'd like to know what your guys' thoughts are. So give us a call, maybe at the GVM line, 425-920-6050, or reach us on the social media at GeekStuffOG, at BKGS on Twitter and Instagram. And let us know. Let us know what you think. And with that all being said, I think we are going to, I think I'm going to roll out now with the game stuff from this week. No one wants to hear me prattle on by myself for much longer, because let's be honest, I'm fucking boring when I'm by myself. So we're going to play that for you now. We're going to roll out. Hopefully next week we are back with a full episode, or at least two of the three of us, although all three of us may be back next week. So thank you for bearing with us in these trying times, and enjoy this segment of game stuff. And don't forget to check us out online, bkgeekstuff.com, facebook.com/bkgeekstuff. I gave you the Twitter and the Instagrams a few moments ago, geekstuffog, bkgs, KR Marlowe on all of those platforms. And I think that's it. So enjoy your weekend, and we'll catch you next week.
Hi, hello there. This is Sven Gulli from Meat TV, and you're listening to Super Game Stuff with Coke Logic. I'm just reading this. That's what he told me to read. But really, you are listening.
Ahoy, ahoy. Welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. The biggest game in the Call of Duty series to date has been Black Ops 2. No matter how many titles are released after it, the community keeps going back to the best game in the franchise. And that subtitle is getting a sequel this Friday, November 7th, with Call of Duty Black Ops 3. Yes, another weird Friday release. Black Ops 3 will be released on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, but will be completely omitting the single-player campaign. And if you're really not okay with that, there's the full We Actually Care editions, which will be released on Xbox One and PlayStation 4. And now for some new releases that just came out. Need for Speed is an arcade racing game with not a lot of content, but then again, it's only trying to be a fun racing game with wet pavement. It's the alternative to the gearhead simulation driving games. Halo 5 is currently out, and it's a solid shooter. It's probably the reason you bought an Xbox One. Totally worth picking up if you can pull yourself away from Destiny. Assassin's Creed Syndicate is not as bad as I thought. I played through it, and while it's not the best in the series, it's not the worst. It's very pretty and I like the characters, but the AI was so terrible it would ruin the cool stealth moments I was about to have 9 times out of 10. Totally worth playing, but curb your enthusiasm. The Binding of Isaac Afterbirth is out now for PC. I'd already be playing this latest update to the game, but I'm currently waiting for the PlayStation 4 version, which can't come soon enough. As long as it doesn't come out next week, because Fallout 4 is coming out next week, November 10th. I'm sure you've already pre-ordered it. By the way, have you ever noticed that games journalists will go on and on about how pre-ordering is bad? That you're giving your money to something that isn't even finished, and you have no way of knowing if it's good or not until you read their review? And then they'll go on to tell you about a Kickstarter game that they're backing? That isn't even on paper by people who have never made a game before? And in fact, you'd be giving all of your money up front for the Kickstarter when pre-ordering normally costs $5 down. Yeah, stop listening to those assholes, because Fallout 4 comes out next week, November 10th. And what is sure to be overshadowed on the same day is Tomb Raider Rise of the Tomb Raider, which will also be coming out November 10th, exclusively on Xbox One, until it's also released on PlayStation 4 in spring 2016. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
I was alone. was all by myself. No one was looking. I was thinking of you. Oh yeah, did I mention I was all by myself? All by myself. All by myself. All by myself. I went to your house, but no one was there. I went in your room. I was all by myself. Such wonderful times when I'm all by myself. All by myself.